咁啊，we are 30 minutes late，okay，啊，咁我哋而家下一个议程咧，就系亦都系喺港岛西区嘅海旁发生嘅事情啊，咁就系MTR West Island Line，Proposed provisioning of Kennedy Town Swimming Pool and Temporary Works Area， 咁就係presented by 地鐵公司同埋呢個Highway Department 路政署嘅。咁我哋歡迎地鐵公司嘅Mr. P. H. Tang 啊，Mr. Clement Ngai 啊，Mr. Robert Seddon。Miss Maggie So 係咁，同埋呢個路政署嘅 Mr. Cyrus Wong 啊，Mr. Matthew Fong 啊，Mr. James C 同埋啊，Mr. Stephen Watt 嘅咁歡迎大家啦。咁我就時間交俾即係地鐵公司。咁你呢、這個我哋俾15分鐘俾你講嘅呢個。咁跟住就俾委員提問，咁所以你幾多人講都係15分鐘㗎啦，咁就所以請你哋抓緊時間，我夠鐘我會提你㗎 ，OK， 好，唔該。
OK， 大家午安，或者我用中文講啦 ，Good afternoon， I'll try to do it in Cantonese。西港島線，咁或者我講少少背景啦。咁西港島線咧，其實就係、是西區。嘅市民咧，即係期待咗好耐嘅一個項目啦。咁西港島線其實就係將而家嘅港島線由上環向西伸延，設三個站，喺西營盤啦、喺大學啦，同埋喺堅尼地城呢三個地方設站嘅一個項目嚟嘅。咁嚟講咧，整個路段咧。同以往十多年前嘅建議有唔同咧，就其實因為我哋考慮過對地區嘅影響咧，咁亦考慮建造方法咧，整個項目咧都喺地底嗰、那個路線嘅選擇咧，其實大部分咧都喺個石山入邊嘅，除咗話堅尼地城嗰個部分咧係喺近少少而家個公園嗰個地方，咁你大家睇到咧紅色呢啲一點點嘅咧。就係、是、建議嘅出入口位置，咁而西港島線呢個項目咧，喺過去嗰三四年咧，喺地區咧都做咗好多嘅諮詢嘅。那個諮詢咧唔單止係個建，即、就、係、是、個建議本身啦，有成個項目係站喺邊度咧，出入口就甚至乎咧就係話佢啲工地咧、建造方法咧都有好廣泛嘅討論嘅。咁大家留意得到咧，因為西區其實係一個已經發展嘅地方咧。咁我哋可以用嘅工地咧，其實係相當少嘅。而西港島線係一個非常之困難有挑戰性嘅工程嚟嘅。咁最終嚟講咧，喺商討咗好耐之後咧，咁亦係得到地區同埋區議會嘅幫助咧。咁我哋最終嚟講咧，就揾到幾個工地。咁我稍後會詳細再講過。其中主要嘅工地咧，就係呢度現有一個而家逃房同埋焚化爐嘅舊址，政府係諗住清拆㗎啦。咁亦係清拆緊嘅。咁第二個位置呢，其實呢度嚟講呢，如果大家熟嗰度呢，呢度係一個停車場嚟嘅，臨時停車場嚟嘅。咁第三個呢，就係喺一個現有嘅貨物起卸區。咁要先講講呢，就係、是、西港島線我哋點做呢？咁其實嚟講呢，介乎西營盤西營站喺個石山入面會做開作術一個山洞做出嚟嘅站啦，中間又喺石度做隧道啦，大學咁其實呢一段嘅工程咧，我哋會係以一條隧道嘅，會有一條臨時隧道咧，就係、是、由呢個三角呢個工地嗰度咧挖入去。咁所以嘅建造方法咧就喺、是、地底去做，而我哋啲所有嘅泥石咧就喺、是、呢個位置運出嚟，會透過一條運輸帶，一個密封嘅運輸帶運去個海旁，就係而家我哋講貨物起卸區嘅地方。由呢度將啲泥石咧就用等船咧就運走。咁呢個方法咧就確保咧喺呢個稠密同埋好斜嘅地方咧，我哋會將個泥車嘅出入咧係減到最少啦。咁另一度嚟講咧，就是、堅尼地城咧呢、這個站咧就係、是、明挖嚟嘅，用明挖方法去做。咁咧就嗰度嘅泥石咧，我哋亦係希望就近咧就喺逃房 嗰個燕子嗰度咧，就利用咧等船咧將佢運走嘅。咁總嘅做法咧，都係希望減低咧地區同埋對交通嘅影響咧。咁頭先我講到地區諮詢啦，咁過咗幾年咧，我哋都做咗相當嗰個工作，可以咁講咧，我哋同地區嘅會咧開咗差唔多超過百多個啦。咁而家我先講咧，就係個臨時工地，稍後咧路政署嘅同事會講路政署嗰、那個臨時嗰個辦事處啦，同埋我個同事會講講游泳池。咁頭先提到咧，其實咧喺海港附近咧，我哋建議有四個地方咧係要做工地嘅，第一個。就是一個我哋叫做臨時一個爆炸品倉庫，就喺域多利道嗰度嘅。其實我哋講嘅位置咧，就喺呢個位置。咁因為嗰個倉庫本身嚟講咧喺地底嘅，咁將來嚟講做好咗咧，我哋相信嗰個情況同而家係冇乜大分別嘅。咁基本上嚟講咧，只係有少數嘅樹木咧會受影響嘅啫。第二個我哋講嘅工地咧。就係喺前屠房同埋焚化爐嘅地方，咁因為我點其實成個西港島線咧係只有呢個咧係稍為大啲嘅工地。原先咧政府計嘅計劃咧就要清拆咗呢個屠房，同埋做一個除污嘅工作，然後咧先可以將呢個工地交出嚟嘅。但係因為西港島線係缺乏呢個工地，咁所以嚟講咧，最後咧政府亦同意咧，先現在已經開始咗㗎啦，先做一個拆卸嗰個上蓋建築物個工作。然後嚟講咧，就等我哋佔用呢個工地咧，就2009至2015做完咗之後咧，我哋然後佢先做一個除污嘅工作。咁期間咧，我哋喺要喺呢度咧做一系列嘅措施咧，就確保咧就係污染咗嗰啲泥土咧，唔會影響到呢度嘅活動嘅。咁稍後我會詳細少少啦。咁另一度嚟講咧，就我哋呢個就係講緊個貨物棄卸區嘅工地啦。咁嚟講咧，呢度主要嚟講咧，呢個就是運輸帶要經過嘅地方。咁然後咧，呢度個臨時樹井做隧道嘅咧，就係三角呢個位置。咁另外值得一提咧，因為我哋其實個堅尼地城站咧，因為要避開個科士街嘅樹牆咧，咁我需要拆卸當區嘅堅尼地城公眾泳池，咁就要將個泳池咧喺拆卸之前咧，就喺呢度咧重置一個新嘅泳池，然後先可以去展開我哋嘅西港島線堅尼地城站工程嘅。咁或者我哋睇一睇剛才介紹過屠房嗰個位置啦。咁呢個屠房工地咧，現在嚟講咧，就係由土木工程署嘅同事咧，就做緊拆卸工作。佢哋會做完咗拆卸工作之後咧，佢就會咧係將呢個地方交俾我哋臨時用。剛才介紹啦，係六年嘅時間。然後當我哋做完咗個工程咧，我哋就會交翻俾佢哋做第二部分嘅除污嘅工作。咁呢度有兩個碼頭咧，我哋知道咧就係喺上次你哋嘅會議度咧都討論過，咁稍後我哋可以再傾傾啦。咁而呢度嚟講咧，因為我哋佔用個停車城三角位置嗰度咧，我哋係影響到路政署嘅一個臨時嘅一個辦事處嘅，所以嚟講咧就要將佢重置埋喺呢度。稍後路政署嘅同事咧就會詳細講解。咁我哋了解到咧，其實個會咧就喺上次會議咧都講過咧嗰兩個碼頭嘅。咁其實我哋亦睇過嘅。根據土木工程署咧，佢哋原先嘅計劃咧，呢兩個碼頭咧係會係拆卸嘅喺佢個拆卸嘅工程。咁咧就主要嚟講，大家可以睇翻咧個狀況嚟講咧就唔係太理想。而如果唔拆卸呢兩個碼頭咧，我哋亦有困難咧，我哋嗰啲等船咧就泊唔到埋去嘅。呢、這個就係另一個就係嗰個碼頭而家狀況嘅嗰啲圖片啦。好啦，咁講翻啦，呢、這個就係貨物棄卸區。咁其實呢個係現有貨物棄卸區。咁我哋係花咗都好多嘅努力咧，說服到政府咧，能夠將呢度咧兩個嘅泊位咧拎出嚟俾我哋做臨時一個等船嘅泊位咧，讓我哋可以將呢度挖出嚟嘅泥石用一個密封嘅輸送帶送嚟呢度運走。咁而咧呢個三角位而家個臨時停車場咧，呢一部分會做泳池嘅第一期，包括有兩個泳池啦。咁我同事稍後會講嘅。咁另外呢度咧就係個臨時嘅工地嚟嘅。所有嘅地鐵嘅工地咧，我哋都會有我哋標準設計嘅圍板啦。咁個目的都係希望一來就係安全嘅問題啦，二來都希望能夠少少美化到個地個周圍嘅環境啦。 或者我將個時間交俾路政署嘅同事，要講講佢哋嗰個設施。
剩翻七分鐘啊！
喺個圖都咧，喂，路政署嘅第一步。睇到香港嘅地圖啦，路政署而家有手頭上有兩份合約，係負責香港道路嘅維修同埋緊急維修道路嘅損毀嘅。咁喺呢份兩個合約咧，其中一份咧就係屬於香港西北區，一份係香港東南區。主要而家影響咧就係香港西北區，而入邊嘅包括嘅區域咧，包括係中環啦、西區啦、跑馬地啦、灣仔啦，同埋山頂區嘅。咁喺呢幅圖嗰度咧，你見到有一啲係紅色同藍色嘅字母，紅色咧就係俾香港西北區用嘅辦事處啦。咁包括有喺T6啦，就喺堅尼地城嘅西寧街啦。T7咧就喺城西道啦。T8咧就喺灣仔嘅運城街啦。T9咧就喺LGB 嘅愛麗街啦。T10咧就喺柴灣嘅永泰路啦。T11咧就喺小西灣嘅小西灣道咁樣嘅，咁樣為咗去即係俾西鐵去建造話咧，咁喺 T7 喺最左邊嘅第二一個咧，我哋而家咧就要方便佢嘅工程咧，就要 move out 去到喺個圖房出邊嗰個地方。點解我哋需要維持個 T7 嗰個辦事處呢？因為大家睇到個地圖咧，喺香港嘅中區嘅話咧，最近嘅地方咧就係 T7 嗰個係辦事處嘅。如果我哋冇咗 T7 嘅辦事處咧，我哋所有係而家用嘅機械啊、物料啊，都要擺喺香港嘅東區嘅。咁如由東區去到香港嘅市中心嚟講咧，個時間咧，係會差唔多係雙倍咗嘅時間，咁變咗喺一個緊急維修嗰度咧，就好影響咗我哋個效率嘅，對香港嘅影響都好大嘅。咁或者第二張依個咧就係我哋Highway 家即係提議咧，喺嗰個圖牆對出所要嘅地方嚟嘅。咁依個地方咧，基本上嗰個面積咧，就同我哋用緊嗰個面積咧 T7 嗰個咧，係同樣個面積一樣嘅啫。咁如果我係 T7 用緊咧，其實喺香港我哋用咗13年嘅啦。咁依個咧就係一個長嘅方嘅啦。點解我哋要咁大咧？其實我哋要確保入面嘅地方係夠我哋擺咗我哋需要嘅物料啦、機械啦，同埋可以俾機械可以入面可以行駛啊、流動啊咁樣樣嘅。咁我哋需要嗰依個位咧，就係大約係跟翻地鐵。佢開始做嗰、那個WIL 嘅時間就係2009年5月咁上下，到差唔多係2014年嗰陣時咧，係我哋就會交翻俾 CDD 去做嗰、那個圖房啊，同埋嗰個焚化爐嘅 decontamination 嘅嚇。咁樣之後係點咧？其實我哋即係 Highway 嘅辦事處咧，嗰個地點咧一路都係流動，就跟香港嗰個發展一路流動嘅。咁我哋就希望嗰個辦事處梗係越近嘅市中心越好啦。咁但係就香港嘅發展咧，所以我哋都係一路咁樣一樣咁流動嘅。咁到2014年咧，我就會再方法去揾個第二個地方去即係俾個呢個辦事處喺度用啦。咁我哋。
Okay, I'll be as quick as I can. As PH has already mentioned, because of our need to take over the site of the existing Kennedy Town swimming pool for Kennedy Town Station, we have to re-provide the swimming pool in the site at the Kennedy Town Prior. The site is actually a very, very prominent site currently for temporary lorry parking here, and there's the Highways Regional Depot at the tip of the site. As PH has mentioned, we have to have a phase 1 swimming pool construction and a phase 2 swimming pool construction. So our challenge, particularly in order to avoid any delay to the railway, is to have completed a fully operational swimming pool, self-contained in the phase 1 area, and then while we have adjacent works area site with sufficient environmental protection to deal with spoil removal, etc., associated with the railway. So I'll just list a few design challenges here. In terms of we're trying to achieve a balance between many constraints. The site itself, it looks large, but once we start laying out the swimming pools on it, it's not actually that large. It's a very unusual site, effectively a triangular site. It's quite challenging to fit rectangular pools into a triangular site. The site previously wasn't zoned. More recently, it's been zoned as GIC, which suits our intended use. And there's a height limitation being put on the site of plus 33 MPD, which is about 28 metres, 29 metres above the existing ground level, which we believe we can build within. The site itself, as I mentioned, highly visible near the harbour. Another constraint is we have a DSD reserve which runs across and down one side of the site, and that's effectively a no-build area, no structure that we can put within there. We have adjacent quite busy roads, Shingsai Road here, which is at the tail end of effectively an expressway, and we have Kennedy Town Prior, which is quite busy with trams, public transport buses, etc. A relatively quieter street over here. We have limitations on gaining access to the site. We have agreed with TD that ultimately we'll be able to have two access points, one here for maintenance, one over here for some coach parking. But quite a lot of work done to even agree with TD that we could have two access points. This that whole activity for phase one is program critical. If we're late on this, effectively Kennedy Town Station will be delayed, effectively the whole railway will be delayed, and the local community will be all over us for why we're late. So we're under a lot of pressure on the design and the construction to achieve this on program. Another thing is we have to maintain a service for the swimming pool for the community. So we build the phase one pool, and only when that's complete can the operation move across here, and then we can start work on the existing Kennedy Town swimming pool site. The pool construction, as I mentioned, will be phased, so we have to have self-contained in phase one, as I've mentioned, and the adjacent works area, we have to have a viable swimming pool while we also have an effective works area beside it. Some other requirements, we have a very detailed technical schedule from LCSD, which has had RCSD's input as well. The filtration plant, which occupies a large proportion, rule of thumb, roughly the area of the swimming pool will need about that amount of area of filtration plant to serve it. That has to be at grade in order to get vehicular access through it. We had earlier discussed about trying to put it in a basement, but there's issues of potential flooding, vehicle access, that we have to get vehicles off the street. So the requirement is basically at grade access for this filtration plant. The picture in the bottom right corner you can see is of a similar filtration plant I can't remember the name of the pool. It's another pool location. These sand filter tanks are 2.5 metre diameter, very large pieces of equipment to be moved into the site and periodically moved out. This needs quite a high headroom for the filtration plant. You're talking around 6 metres. We have to provide all the pools on a single level, and they have to be located above the filtration plant. So, of course, there's structure and the depth of the water as well. So it leads to a swimming pool deck level round about 9 metres above the ground. We have to have the changing rooms at or near the pool level. You can see limited amount of space for changing rooms. We've achieved this by effectively stacking the changing rooms one on top of the other, so the people will get to the pool deck level and then they will go up 2 metres or down 2 metres, so that the girls get the top location, the guys get the lower one, and those effectively have to be built in phase one to serve the whole complex, because there isn't space in phase two to build any more changing rooms. There's issues about noise for the local residents. We've got a leisure pool here. There's quite a bit of noise coming off that. We somehow have to shield that while these are still outdoor pools. The pools in phase two have to be indoor, column free. So there's some very large roof spans to be achieved here, about 50 meters transverse span, almost 70 meter lengthwise span. We have to achieve natural ventilation for the indoor pools, which means we need a certain height for the roof to be able to get some hope of a stack effect, and we're going to be doing a CFD study to verify this. We're trying not to put in air conditioning in here because it's a huge ongoing recurrent cost. So in terms of costs, we're under some pressure to do this in an economical way, and also to not burden LCST with heavy future recurrent costs for operation. PH has already mentioned about public consultation. Relocation of Kennedy Town Station, which actually impacted on the swimming pool, was driven by the tree walls along Forbes Street and the importance of those walls, and to avoid impact on those, we had to relocate the station. Planning workshop about the station itself, and then from August to October 06, talking about the reprovisioning of the pool. The District Council asked us to have some roving exhibition on the pool design, particularly the provisions, grandstand or not, etc. And more recently, we've had consultation with District Council on the pool design. We've got agreement in principle with District Council on the pools will provide, the fact that no grandstands required, which helps keep the height down as well, and also the noise. So the proposed site plan, I'll go through this fairly quickly. Phase one pool location here, phase two pool location there. You can see that the plant rooms, which including genset, electrical rooms, transformer rooms, and all the filtration plant, use up a lot of the space at ground floor. Some back of house offices and the entry, which is located near to Kennedy Town Prior, which is, if you like, a quieter road compared to Shingsai Road, and with access to the park, and also nearby there's actually an MTR entrance, which is just outside of the Westwood Shopping Centre. An enlargement of this, public will enter through the pool, go through the ticket gates, access up the escalators or lift or stairs to the pool deck level. There is a provision for coach parking in phase two, so that school groups, etc., could come here and have somewhere to drop off and under shelter to the entry. The drainage reserve I mentioned means we have to set back the main building construction away from the drainage reserve, and we're actually cantilevering out the pool deck level above that, which will double as some degree of shelter above this area. Okay, pool deck level, just an enlarged layout. This is what's called a secondary pool, 10 lanes, and there's a leisure pool here with a jacuzzi integral with it. Changing rooms, as I mentioned, girls upstairs, guys below, and we have stair access to those, escalator access, and foot bath access out to the pools. Phase two will effectively add on to this. The same changing rooms will service the phase two pool. We have an indoor multi-purpose pool here, which is 6 lanes, and an indoor training pool, which is 5 lanes and a couple of jacuzzis. So phase two is primarily just swimming pools. At the level above the changing rooms, we have a viewing deck level, which allows, it's an unpaid area, it allows parents, without going into the pool or going through the showers into the pool, can actually keep an eye on their children, if the parents there keeping an eye on the children and the kids know they're there, then there's a better control over the behavior. This will access from separate staircase and lift, and will allow views into all of the pools. And also from this area, you're elevated enough to be seeing to the harbor and the park adjacent. So quite a good view from this viewing deck level. And around the pool, we'll be maximizing on this face transparency in the barrier perimeter, so people within the pool area can also enjoy the harbor. This viewing deck will also allow access in to view the secondary pool, so effectively parents can get access and viewing to all of the pools. So the proposed cross sections, as I mentioned, the filtration plant, the structure, the depth of the pools, determine us the level of the pool deck here. There's the changing rooms, which actually project back down again above the crush hall, and the roof that I mentioned, this is pretty close to the highest point of the roof, which will allow us some degree of natural ventilation and capturing the heat at the upper end. And the concept here as well is, because the site is such a strange site, rather than cutting the end off the roof and effectively putting this bulky structure there, we're in trying to achieve sort of a long low look for the pool. So we basically stretch it out, provide some degree of roof cover over this park, which will provide some shelter, some all-weather use for residents to enjoy for Tai Chi, whatever. Because currently the adjacent park, if it's raining, then it reduces the usability of the park. But high enough headroom here that you still feel you're outdoors. So an enlargement of the cross section, in this case through the leisure pool, changing rooms behind. The height here is also determined by the crush hall, enough headroom here, and the changing rooms up to the viewing deck level. And at these ends, we also have to achieve sufficient headroom as well for people using the viewing deck area. The separation from the adjacent residential building is around 33 meters. The height limit that we have for the site is plus 33. We'd be round about plus 27, so we're below the height limit of the site. So this enlarged longitudinal section show you the stacked changing room arrangement, the crush hall below, and in this section the training pool and the viewing deck, which you can see will be able to look into all of the pools. And we have below all of this is all the very large filtration plant space. So this is a photo montage of what the completed pool would look like in 2015. Phase one would be built to this portion. Phase two would complete the structure and the form of this. And we will be building in within the constraints of what we have to put on the site, some vertical gardens, some landscaping around the perimeter of the pool to try and soften the overall effect of the pool. The design in terms of a concept, it's been described as the shell. Given that it's close to the sea, some kind of sort of aeronautical, more natural kind of form rather than just a very rigid, boxy warehouse kind of structure. So this has been developed, and these are actually photos of a small study model that's been done to show how the pool could look. A little bit of artistic license here with the cargo handling area. This is not our area, but it's a nice dream. So the sort of the concept of the pool in the park idea. So a bit more detail on the shell design. This is quite a sort of a complex three-dimensional structure, which is still being developed. A feature of this is to have skylights here. We're looking at using a fabric called, or a material called ETFE. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. Some sketch views of the interior. This is from the viewing deck, looking down into phase one, looking through into phase two, and an enlarged detail of the phase two interior with these quite fluid shaped skylights, giving you again the idea of water, fluid, nature, and views out towards the harbour from slightly elevated position. So the material we're proposing for the skylight is ETFE. This is as used on the Beijing Water Cube, also used in the Discovery Bay ESF school. And there's a small amount of it used also at the airport for a waiting area, buses, I believe. So this material is quite an interesting material. It's got very high transparency. And it allows us to maximize natural light into the pool. It minimizes the heat gain because it's effectively like a balloon that can be inflated that provides a cushion insulation layer. And we can also control the degree of daylight coming through by having a fritted pattern, effectively a stenciled pattern on this, that if you inflate it or deflate it, you can control the amount of daylight coming through. The material itself is relatively dull to look at, so it's much lower reflectance than glass. So this is something we're quite keen to use. We're working with LCSD and ArchSD on the maintenance aspects of this, but it's been used sort of on a very large scale in Beijing. We think it's quite a good option for the pool, for the skylights. So that's the presentation on the pool. If there are any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members? Paul and Nick? Yeah, Paul.
Yes, Chairman, I wish that every swimming pool in Hong Kong had to be built by the MTR. That would be nice, but I guess they are motivated because they have them on their rails. So, and it must be interesting for the MTR not to be able to put things on the ground because of risk of flooding. I assume, and I would like you to answer that, is that whether that is others that provide you that engineering detail of not being able to put it on the ground, whereas as NTR, I'm sure that you are very experienced to make sure that things underground don't flood. So I'm a bit surprised by the fact that you can't put things on the ground because of flooding. The concern I have with the swimming pool, Chairman, is just looking at it, it looks fairly isolated. So if you look at the pictures back, fairly isolated, and there is no linkages either at grade or elevated indicated to the south into the neighborhood, to the north to the future beautiful park on the waterfront, and to the west to the park that is the Belchers Park, Belcher Bay Park to the west. There are absolutely no linkages, and I noticed that there is that elevated platform for mom and dad to look over the kids. Somehow that looks very tempting to make that part of an elevated network and so that people can walk through the site and through your swimming pool looking at the kids and then continue to go forward to the waterfront. So I hope this design could be reviewed from that perspective in terms of connectivity. On the issue of the incinerator abattoir sites, if we identify their a few issues. There are the depot for the highways department. Could the lands department identify any and all other land in the area which is possibly available on STT for the time frame? As the highways department has indicated that they're as mobile as can be, they can move from one side to the other side very easily. The second question I have on that site, Chairman, is noticing the side picture, there are three piers. Could we have a picture of that site with a highways depot? The one back could be, yeah. If we name these the east pier, the middle pier, and the west pier, the east pier is where the mark says photo A. And I know the pier quite well. There's quite a lot of people from the east pier, there's quite a lot of people that go fishing there, despite the fact there are a lot of fences around it. People have cut holes in it. It seems to be an ideal opportunity for the public and for the community in Kennedy Town that pier is not going to be used by the highways department, but that's going to be fixed up and given back to the community for community access as soon as possible. I guess there is the middle pier, and we have seen photographs of what a bad state that pier is. So I'm not sure, as it's just flat against the quay, how much of a requirement it is to keep that there. So my earlier question on why are these piers not being kept by the CEDD, that one maybe. But then the west pier again is a pier that sticks out, and although it may be in bad condition, given the cost of the NTR project, I'm sure it's quite cheap to fix that up. So that would require setting back the highways department's depot onto the site and reducing the site available to the NTR. Now, I have checked some numbers because I was at the ICC at some stage, and they had a site office area for 5,000 square meters, where the NTR here is asking for 19,000 square meters. The works area at this ICC was 7,800 square meters, which compares with your 7,500 at the PCWA. And their excavation was about 160,000 cubic meters, and yours is about double of that, 350,000 square meters. So overall, maybe somewhat comparable, but I noticed that your works area is 26,500 square meters total, and ICC is only 12,800. So I'm sure that those numbers in mind, MTR can be a little bit less generous to itself with the amount of land that they use and set back from the harbour front to make land available for immediate use by the public for Kennedy Town, and to invest not all the money in the swimming pool, but also a little bit in those piers and have them fixed up. If we could have feedback on those points. And then for the lens department, one point. The PCWA, I noticed in the document, will be returned to Marine Department for continuing use as a PCWA after the MTR is finished with those berths. I would ask the Lens Department to consider that the lens will not be returned to the Marine Department, will be returned to the Lens Department for potential use as open space. And therefore, we can come through on this beautiful idea of a beautiful park on the waterfront, as indicated in the MTR drawings just now. So those are the points I'd like to raise, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, Nick.
Chairman, I think this is quite a useful reality check, if you like, a wake-up call. We've made a lot of discussions today focused on the northeast of Hong Kong Island and Causeway Bay, Wan Chai Central. Reality is that the northeast shore of Hong Kong Island is going to be a construction site for the next 5, if not 10 years. So I think we do need to give it some careful attention. I have to say, having looked at these drawings, having heard about other proposals for this part of the world, I think we're looking at what I call damage limitation and damage mitigation. I don't think there's a great deal we can do in the short and medium term, but I think we can try and minimize the pain, if you like. I'm as concerned, I think, as to know what's going to happen with the other areas that we were shown along the waterfront today. We see the composite proposal that's put in front of us today, but there's still quite a lot of areas of the waterfront that we don't quite know where the future lies. And echoing the point that you were making earlier, we really do need to see a composite solution. And I would ask that the parties concerned come back with a holistic plan, if you like, which shows the whole of this, the whole of the northwest of Hong Kong Island, with all these proposals, timing, who are the proponents, what are the challenges and issues involved, because we're still dealing with these in a very piecemeal fashion. So that's a general plea, if I may. It's not particularly a criticism of the proponents here today. On the swimming pool, I agree with Paul. I think it's very creative, and I think if Alan Zeman was here, we'd have it in Ocean Park tomorrow. So it's the sort of design I think that, you know, would fit very well within Ocean Park. But be that as it may, one thing that occurs to me, and again, LCSD might want to take this away. You remember we struggled with the design of the swimming pool in Victoria Park. That was a very, very bulky structure, ugly to many. Here we've got something I think that is far more creative and far more visually acceptable. Just a general plea, I think I wonder whether LCSD could take this away and look at it in the context of Victoria Park, because I don't think that story's over by any means yet. We haven't got the height that we were told we would have to have in Victoria Park, and we've got something which is as porous as a large structure can be. So that's another general point, I think, for the minutes and for LCSD to take up if they would. If I have a concern about the pool, it's the point that Paul made, connectivity. It does seem to be somewhat detached from the surrounding areas, and I think that's a point that the proponents could and should pick up. And then finally, on the piers, again, I would echo what Paul has said. Piers today, as we know, are deemed to be reclamation under the ordinance, and if we get rid of them, it's going to be a challenge potentially going forward to rebuild them in any shape or form. So I think we should be freezing the status quo, if you like, and to the extent it's possible, providing public access and restoring the existing piers. Once they're gone, they're gone, and I suspect it would be a battle to demonstrate overriding public need, if you like, to have them reinstated. So I would urge that the piers be left. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Any other question in a moment? Yes, May.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I have a question about the work scheduling. I mean, I understand, you know, the whole West Island line is going to be, you know, not completed till 2021. Yeah. So I've been wondering, can work scheduling be arranged so that you don't have to occupy temp work sites, you know, on such a, you know, a short parameter of the district? I mean, now you are asking for temp work areas within a quite a, you know, a restricted area within that that district. So can you tell us what is the work scheduling can be avoided to just one less temp work areas away from the harbor front? Secondly, when you are sourcing the location of these temp work areas, what are the shortlist for your site selections? Have you ever considered the harbor planning principle to stay away from the harbor? And how does you check against our harbor planning principle to shortlist your temp work areas? And then finally, my final point is about the swimming pool. Although they look beautiful, they look good, they look, you know, sort of new age. But have you ever thought of using solar panels, or rather, since we are near the waterfront, why not more open air instead of more covered indoor recreations again? So I can understand, you know, there's still the energy bill, and the climate responsibility is one of our concerns here.
Thank you. Yes. Any other questions? Yes. Sujata.
Thank you, Chairman. I think with the works side, in terms of temporary, is all these are going to be long term. They're not really temporary. And second is, in terms of the ex-arbiter site, the ferry piers will be demolished, is what we are told. And did the HEC know about this earlier, about the demolition of the buildings? I joined in as an alternate member later. So these, I think a lot of decisions along the harborfront are happening. Maybe HEC is not aware of everything. And in terms of the pool itself, I concur with Paul in terms of linkages all around to the neighboring areas and to the waterfront would be actually good for this.
Thank you. So, yes, Patrick.
多謝主席。 我個comment呢就同我上一個 item呢差唔多嘅，其實呢就我好想有一個即係統一嘅做法呢，就係而家呢其實咁多呢啲 works 喺啲 waterfront 做呢，其實呢係正面嚟睇呢係俾咗我哋一個好大嘅機遇啊！我哋經常叫啲 proponent 盡量唔好 touch 嗰啲 waterfront site 呢，其實係而家你知啦，我哋過去咁多年呢都冇喐過，即係你佢唔 touch 代表嗰度可以做到嘢。 啊！而家嗰個問題係咁樣，所以其實咧，我哋係睇翻呢個係一個幾正面嘅一個機會咧，係可以由個 proponent 咧係好 proactive 咁樣去做翻啲 harbourfront enhancement，因為咧佢哋係做緊一啲 realistic 嘅 works。啊，咁喺同一時間咧，佢哋亦都係有晒呢方面嘅 expertise， 即係我哋睇到 swimming pool 做得好好。啊，佢同埋咧有亦都有咁嘅資源咧。 可唔可以咧？好似政府以往嘅做法，即係俾發展局嘅考慮咧，就將而家佢包括整個 waterfront 由我哋去定啦，或者個界限，就 entrust 咗呢啲 works 咧，就俾 MTRC， 就等佢可以而家咧就開始做 plan design。咁同一時間咧，去到佢個工程完嘅時候咧，其實咧就已經咧將個 waterfront 咧，亦都可以一次過咧係可以做好。即係呢個係我即係好單方面一個。 比較完美嘅諗法啦，即係但係咧，如果即係大家覺得係咁樣嘅做法咧，其實呢個係最好嘅一個辦法，因為以往政府有好多呢方面都係用咁嘅辦法嘅。記得我以往好耐之前參與嗰個東區過海隧道，佢亦都係有好多啲嗰啲 improvement work 咧係 entrust 咗俾 tunnel company 嘅，因為佢做周圍咁樣，其實咁佢跟住一做完嘅時候咧，好多公園啊周圍嘅 landscape area 一次過做埋，係得嘅，咁樣希望咧就睇下主席可以喺呢度考慮。
OK， 好多謝 Patrick， 咁啊等我哋俾時間地鐵公司團隊回應翻剛才委員嘅提問。Maybe
I think I'll let Robert answer the question on the design of the swimming pool and then I take the rest of the questions.
Bye. Thanks, VH. Maybe if I start in order of the questions. Thank you, Paul and Nick and others for liking the design. Our consultants will be very happy. the issue on the flooding, I think the source of the water for our stations, the source of the water is above ground, rain, whatever, or underground. One of the issues for flooding for the swimming pool is that the pools themselves contain a huge amount of water. If a pipe were to burst, effectively the under basement plant room would be flooded. That's one of the concerns. And also bear in mind that we are building this for LCSD, EMSD will be maintaining it. One of the things they're quite keen to have is gravity drainage from the pools, if they need to drain the pools rather than having to pump everything out. So for some of the operations, we've achieved a backwash tank that when they actually reverse the wash through the sand filters and clear the sludge out, we can still just achieve gravity drainage for that with our current design. If we were to do a basement, then everything would have to be pumped out. And there is the issue of if a pipe did burst, then you literally flood the basement. The accessibility, the site itself is extremely difficult in terms of vehicle access, and in the street frontage it's also quite tight. So we need to get vehicles off the road and literally into the plant room space to lift the gear straight onto trucks. The ground floor area is extremely tight as it is. So we've been through the discussions with LCSD, with EMSD, with RHSD, and it's very, very difficult, or if not impossible, to come up with a design that can give them the functionality and the maintainability they want. Plus, we also have our eye on program. If we start digging a big basement, then we're going to add X number of months to the program, and that literally means the railway's delayed as well. So we're sort of caught in a vice, if you like. The program is effectively driving us, plus also the technical schedule requirements. The linkage and accessibility, maybe if I go down to a more relevant slide. Give me a minute. Push the wrong button. Okay, this one. In terms of accessibility at street level, there are already pedestrian crossings that link across the intersections here, across. So from street level, accessibility at this point is actually not unreasonable. It's maybe not the most pleasant experience, but it's reasonable to be crossing the road. Accessibility from the park to the pool, maybe if I go to the viewing deck level, it's per certain times of the year these pools will be closed, the outdoor pools will be closed for around 4 months, and access to here, LCSG would really need to be able to manage that access. If this became a thoroughfare, essentially it might become a 24-hour thoroughfare. There would be security concerns, there'd be people throwing rubbish down into the pools, which may even be an issue even with its current arrangement as a viewing deck. Now, if there was trouble, LCSD would be able to literally close that area down and manage and control it, because they have to bear in mind the safety of the swimmers. If this became a thoroughfare through the pool that might be open 24 hours, there's the management concern on that. So we don't sort of want to burden them with the management issue. And another possibility is if this was developed in the future to a park, maybe linkage of park to park as opposed to park via swimming pool to park might still be a viable scheme, because it potentially could be a very long frontage of park promenade. So at the moment we've developed the scheme based on a ground level entry to the pool and sort of a limited viewing deck accessibility that's under LCSD management, and it seems something that they're comfortable with, and they believe they can you know, guarantee the safety of the swimmers because they can manage that viewing deck area. One mention, May had a question about solar panels. My apologies, rushing through this, I didn't mention that we do have an area of solar panels. The intention is that the solar panels will be able to provide, it'll be solar water heater panels that can provide heating to the indoor pools and also some heating to the shower areas. But in terms of, say, trying to heat up an indoor pool purely from solar panels, it just takes too long. So there will be a boiler that will heat the preheat the water, and then thereafter the solar panels are envisaged to do the rest to maintain the indoor temperature. We're also looking at photovoltaic panels to provide some electrical source, but they're extremely expensive. You're talking, you know, $8-10 million of photovoltaic panels, and no way would they provide the power supply for the pool. It would be sort of maybe the crush hall area only for lighting. So cost effective is solar water heaters are definitely a good way to go, and we have that built into the design. We've got here environmental features, and what that actually is a solar water heating. In terms of indoor versus outdoor, the intention behind this pool is to provide more or less a companion pool to the Sun Yat-sen pool. So the Sun Yat-sen pool has an all-weather competition pool with a 1500 seat grandstand plus a training pool. This pool would provide maybe a less daunting pool than a competition pool, so a multi-purpose pool, an additional training pool. And that would give year-round capability for the community. Our intention is, though, that in the summer months we can start opening up glazed areas, opening up vents, inducing natural ventilation through this, and we're definitely trying to avoid putting air conditioning into the pool because it will be, you know, not environmentally sound and a huge recurrent cost drain. In terms of the other pools, they are outdoor pools, but they'd be closed for 4 months. So LCSD's aim in developing sort of this companion to the Sun Yat-sen pool is to not duplicate what Sun Yat-sen has, but to provide a facility that the community can use during, you know, all times of the year, certainly for the indoor pools. There is one other issue on sound, on noise. If we were to have a competition pool here, there'd be lots of cheering and noise from the kids, which in fact would become a disturbance to the local residents. So this is why the LCSD's decision was to rely on Sun Yat-sen for guaranteed year-round competition for school kids, etc. But we still have to provide some degree of noise protection around the pools, which is why we've been looking at sweeping the roof form down and providing some degree of sort of, if you like, noise barrier to protect the local residents. Maybe I pass over to PH for the other comments.
Yeah, on works area, I think the answer, actually I think we don't have the luxury of saying shortlisting works area. The fact is, when we searched for the works area, we found none. And then with the help of the DC and the local community, eventually we found some possible works area, and we have to negotiate, well, bitterly with the departments. Say, for example, I guess I think that's the first time somebody is able to get a public cargo works area to be a barging point. That was after quite a prolonged negotiation. And then that is, of course, I think with good intent, everybody realized that we have loads of spoil to remove. And then the best way is really to use the barge instead of using the dump trucks, take it to either Tuy Moon or to Chuan Quan O. So, and similarly for the ex-abattoir site, Paul like to compare with ICC, but compare with our other so-called works area or depot for other railway projects. Actually, I think for TKE, we have a few hectares of works area because then we are not just building a tall building. We have lots of E&M system. That is actually the area for us to store everything, from plant to rail, actually everything. So, frankly speaking, I think we keep complaining to Lands Department that that's not enough. But for Western District, that's the best we can get. And then we still have to spare some of the area for our highway friends, highways department friends. So it is really difficult. In terms of facing, if you look at the program, we try our very best to face our work. WIL, according to the current schedule, will start construction sometime 2009, that's next year, And then the completion date is 2013 or 2014, because the community wanted us to complete it early, but we'll try our very best, but this is very difficult. So when we plan for the project, we try our very best to complete the civil work excavation as soon as we can, so that once we complete all the excavation, when we don't need the barging port, we return the area to government. Whether government will give it back to Marine Department or to for better use, I think, well, of course, I think it's not up to us. Our job is to get it done as soon as we can and then return the area. And then, well, but for the abattoir site, because that is the main works area, after the civil work, all the E&M system-wide work and has to be use this area to store the material for the engineer, contractor, everybody to stay there. That's the only area we have. So there was a bit of difficulty. And going back to the demand to say sort of open up some of the area for some of the sea fund for the public, we got a bit of concern. Number one, the site itself is contaminated. Okay, we have convinced, I think, when both CEDD and ourselves has conducted a EIA, and then we have proposed some mitigation measures, some temporary mitigation measures at that location, such that they can defer the contamination work for some time. But the site itself, according to the EIA, can only be used for the works area, and then it has some conditions. And then bear in mind, we are also operating a barging pond there. There will be barging ram, there will be trucks, and there will be also workshop and heavy civil engineering work, a lot of work, things, activities going on. Frankly speaking, it may not be that pleasant, well, for anybody to use the sea front while they are fishing. I think there will be a lot of things, doing on top of their head. So we do have a bit of concern. Other than area, actually, it is quite, it's not that nice. And after all, we only occupy the area for 6 years. After that, it will be returned to government, and then it is really for the community to really discuss the thing. What will it be in the future?
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other follow-up questions? I would allow, well, because we are again running over time, I will allow a final round of questions. Yes. Yes, Nick, and then Paul.
Chairman, just to make clear, I think my proposal would be that we mothball the piers, if I may put it that way, that we basically make them structurally safe, if you like, but we don't try and use them during the MTR works, but they are there as structures which we can make use of post-MTR. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Yes, Paul.
Chairman, I ask for this committee to come to a strong recommendation that the East Pier is going to be used as for public amenity. If we now have this works area for the MTR, and up and including the PCWA, it's for the MTR and it's works for and Highways Department, then we have the PCWA, then we have the AFCD, and then we get the whole works area for DSD, and then we're in Suntac Centre. So this entire waterfront will be used for works and will be under construction for I don't know how long. And all we're asking for here is to fix up one pier, which people can easily walk to along that road, there at the blue area pier, as a minimum, and that we have a real decision on that today from the ATC to actually put that and make that a very strong recommendation that that will be changed. And then the second, I notice here now the middle pier, that one sticks out. That one should be safeguarded as much as we can, mothballed, go along with the term that Nick's used there. I think the west pier, the one that did the flat against the quay, that one we probably could lose. I don't think that's too much loss with that one. But those two conditions, I hope we can set ourselves very clearly. I hope that before the MTR lease, I have one question off-site. For the MTR to make use of the fact that they're here today, and it's to confirm that then they build the Northern Ireland line, whether they have to rip open the P2.
and whether they have to rip open the main entrance to the chief executive office and rip open the main entrance to the Letzko building and disrupt the sculpture garden to build the Northern Ireland line, and whether you can confirm today that that is indeed part of the works required once you build the Northern Ireland line. It's an offside question, but Chairman, it's an important one to ask right now because this issue has been hanging around and we have never seen the NTR, so now we have a chance to ask them.
Well, well, you can answer as you think appropriate. Well, if anything is outside the agenda, I cannot force you to do. Okay.
I think a quick answer to Paul. Well, for NIL, I think we are still discussing with government on the sort of protection works. And then, actually, I think you can see us anytime, or we can see you anytime. Talk about the details, but anyway, we are now in the process of discussing with government. There is no conclusion yet. Yeah, and going back to the peers, I think if I think CDD can take away the Western peers, it will be quite useful actually, because I think we need the sea frontage, especially when there are strong demand for opening the Eastern Pier for the public. Obviously, I think we want the barge to be more on the other side, not near a facility that may be open potentially to the public. So what I heard from during this discussion is to say probably the same, it's better to keep the two, both the eastern and the middle one, and for the western one probably I think it can be taken away. So if that's the message, I think we'll take it back to the relevant departments. All right.
What do you mean by taking away?
Well, actually,
versus the demolition.
Demolition.
I'm not sure.
Well, actually, in CEDD scope for demolishing the abattoir and the incinerator, they include the demolition of the two western piers. Okay, and then, well, of course, I think that will help us. Because I think when after they take demolish the two piers, that we can moor the barge along the seawall so that we can operate the barging port. If I think the two piers there, and then with their current conditions, actually we cannot use the seawall there. So,
yes, Paul.
Chairman, as representative of SBH, I could make a reference to temporary reclamation and temporary works. You may consider temporary removal. I would be very precise if I was government. You have a piece of land here that could be a great amenity and a great possibility for the future use of that area. I would be very, very careful with removal of any piers. But I stay with the point on the east pier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, May?
Chairman, I have one final point. I have reservation about the standalone magazine site. I mean, how many is enough? I mean, is it... Yet enough is enough. I mean, how many work areas you wanted to occupy? You know, now is that necessary? And then creating another eyesore at a coastline, cutting down trees, possibly greenery there. I mean, that's a small area. And how much could that add value to your, you know, sort of temp storage? I mean, I have reservation about that standalone mm-hmm. site.
Okay, thank you, May. Any response from MTR?
As I stated earlier, the anticipated completion date of WIL is 2013-2014. That is with the assumption that we can two rounds of blasting every day. And the difficulty with doing two rounds of blasting per day is, I think, my department, the department responsible for delivery of explosives has to deliver explosives to us, I think, one in early morning, one in the afternoon. But the existing explosive store is in rental. According to the law, they are not allowed to set sail to deliver the explosive before sunrise. In other words, I think if there is no magazine on Hong Kong Island, there is no way we can do two blasting per day. In other words, it would delay the project. Actually, this magazine is very important to protect the program of WIL. We have quite a
lengthy discussion with the community and the district council. They sort of, I think, reluctantly agree that, I think, well, to, that's a really trade-off between a program of the project and the environment. And then we have, well, carefully designed the location. That, number one, is the underground facilities. It's really remote from the urban area. And then what you can, well, what you can see in the future, you will see in the future, is really two portals, which will probably, I think, shield off by the plants. And then we will go, we'll talk about the three issues and later in the district council. We'll make sure there will be minimum impact to the trees. That's the guarantee we are giving to the district council. That's really a trade-off. If I think the desire of the community is, okay, you can have WIO and 2020, then obviously we don't have to have the magazine. But there is a very strong demand to get the project done as soon as possible. Actually, their demand is to do it in 2012, not in 2013 or 2014. So that's the dilemma I think we are facing.
Okay, thank you. I think in the interest of time, I would limit, well, to those who have not asked questions. Okay, yes, Doctor.
Okay, Chairman, from what I heard today and the presentation so far given, I consider myself that the MTR have professionally carried out what I consider due diligence in minimizing the temporary work area. And I believe, obviously, along the engineering concept, there's a further improvement if that can be made. Now, regarding the swimming pool, one of the considerations, apart from PV panel and also this boiler, they can also consider using heat pump, because this is one of the energy saving, that sort of recently new technology that can be incorporated. So that's all my comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, Nick, I asked. Okay.
Could you ask the question, what did they mean by take away?
Yes.
And I'm not sure we got the answer. I think, Paul, certainly I'm looking for a little more than take away. I would be hoping for a reassurance that they look very closely at retention of at least two of the three piers.
Yes. You. I think that message is very clear. Well, I think it's time to make a summary, and if there are certain things that I have missed, our members could certainly add it back. Okay, I'll do it in Chinese. 我諗講咗好多啦，咁嗰個討論都相當豐富，咁我諗都聽到委員嗰個關注咧，其實就係話即係即係委員係理解，即係嗰個地鐵嘅建造嘅需要係需要去用一啲嘅土地啦，嚇。咁但係當然委員其實關注就係話呢啲土地全部係來自嗰個海邊，咁而用咗呢啲土地去做臨時嘅地盤咧，係會即係阻延咗嗰個海邊係還俾市民作為一個休憩空間嘅用途。咁呢個係即係共建維港委員會一路以來嗰、那個即係要求嘅嚇。咁呢個我希望就係話即係即係呢個有關當局係即係理解呢一個共建維港委員會嘅關注。咁所以我哋嗰個關注就係話喺你個地盤日後交還嘅時候啊，即係你而家攞咗個海邊嘅地去做你嘅地盤，但係你交還嘅時候咁會係啲咩嘢咧？咁其實我哋委員亦都提出就可否探討一個可能性嘅，就係話即係你交還嘅時候，如果你係將佢變成一個公共空間嘅時候交還，即係中間通過政府嘅討論啦。咁呢個對於委員嚟講係更加容易接受嚇，即係即係呢個係一個 deal 嚟嘅，即係你攞咗個委員，你攞咗嗰個海旁嘅土地去做咗一啲 temporary 嘅地盤嚇。即係好似你借咗人間屋去拍戲好去裝搞一大輪之後，你還翻咩俾人咧？你如果幫人裝修翻間屋咧，咁人哋梗係開心啲啊！即係如果你劈翻間空屋俾人，咁人哋又唔知幾時先去搞裝修，咁當然即係呢個就冇咁開心啦嚇。咁所以呢個就希望係大家可以去探討嘅一樣嘢。關於嗰幾個碼頭咧，我諗都相當多嘅討論啦，尤其是喺個東面個碼頭，就希望係話即係。 如果你係可以唔用嚟做嗰個地盤咧，咁就即係留俾公眾用途呢個係最好。咁關於中間同埋西面嗰個碼頭咧，其實就大家都關注，就係當你拆咗個碼頭咧，其實就填唔翻嘅，即係當係有需第日有需要嘅時候咧，係填唔翻嘅。咁所以委員都係要求咧，就係話盡可能嘅情況之下咧，就係不拆嗰個碼頭。咁另外呢個就係關於嗰個即係。臨海嘅土地作為地盤用途啦，咁關於嗰個游水池咧，咁即係委員都加佢嗰個即係設計係花咗好多心思嘅，咁所以對嗰個設計上面就都冇乜話即係大嘅意見啦，咁。但係委員提出就話，即係呢一個土地可否係作為一個即係聯繫海濱同埋一個即係內陸地區同埋聯繫公園嘅一個即係交匯點即係可以即係增加嗰個海旁嗰個 connectivity 咁呢個係委員提出嘅。咁到最後就係亦都有委員係關注嗰個 magazine site 嗰邊即係嘅。即係會影響，即係當區嘅一啲即係樹木啊咁嘅環境嘅問題。咁希望即係大家關注嘅。咁主要嗰個總結就係咁多。咁如果委員有嘢要補充，我想大家提出。Paul。
Chairman, I believe that we also made the point that at least the East Pier is fixed and made available for public use as soon as possible and not be used for Highways Department or anybody else, but it may be made available for the public as soon as possible.
Yes.
The East Pier of the site.
Yes, I have mentioned that. Yes. Okay. Yep. Okay, so any other supplement? 如果冇就俾你最後一次機會回應嚇 MTRC
我係Highways 嘅，我想答一答正話嗰個 Exhibition Site 咧，即係我知大家個討論都係好多喺嗰度嘅。嗱，而家嗰度咧，而家嗰度有四個碼頭啦，大家知道。咁我哋就聽到咧，就喺西邊嗰兩個咧，大家就希望盡量留翻啦。 咁而東邊最東邊三角形嗰個咧，就大家就希望就直情即係如果得咧，就拎出嚟俾公眾咁用啦。咁我哋咧就會翻去研究下究竟呢啲做法得唔得嘅。咁但係初步我哋睇咧，就因為如果西邊嗰兩個一定要留翻嘅話咧，咁其實我哋第日嗰啲等選啊啲成咧，就即係話咧就要用而家淺藍色即係東邊嗰啲㗎啦。 咁所以如果係西邊嗰兩個碼頭唔係留翻嘅咧，係可以拆嘅話咧，咁我哋可以用西邊嚟到做等選咧，反為東邊嗰個三角形碼頭咧放翻出嚟咧係容易啲嘅，因為有翻咁上一遠咧，咁個安全嗰個考慮咧都係容易啲，咁所以可能大家都要明白，即係未必全部都可以一次過係有翻曬咯，係咪？係咁多啊，主席。
我希望你去研究即係呢一樣嘢啦，Paul。 If that's possible, then the East Pier is made available for public use, and if the demolition of the west pier can be considered very carefully. And you possibly consider the terminology that you do a temporary removal while you upgrade the pier, you probably can get away with something.
我諗呢個技術上面去，即係我諗嗰個委員嘅意向都好清楚㗎啦，咁我諗即係有關當局去考慮點樣執行啦，好嘛？Yes, May。
有個好 curious 嘅 point， 佢哋其實有啲 storage 嘅嘢，可唔可以我啲 floating 即係嗰啲大等船我嚟？ put on 嘅啦，你橫掂都要運走噶啦，有好多嗰啲泥啊，嗰啲剩啊咁，其實可唔可以係即係唔係一種 stationary 嘅，即係咁樣可唔可以即係你橫掂都喺個海旁度啫嘛，咁你好多 line 啦，好多等船等住只航空母艦咁啦，咁得唔得咧？咁
佢所以咪要個碼頭咯，就係。
唔係啊，咁你唔使霸咁多嘛。
OK，yes。 有冇你哋有冇答案啊？
其實我哋而家佔用嘅位咧，如果喺我哋做常規做鐵路嚟講咧，其實係少嘅。我哋任何一單項目咧，都未試過用咁少嘅地方可以做得到，而家係其實係好困難嘅。當然你話啲等船可唔可以做臨時儲藏咧？咁有各樣嘅問題啦。即係個等船，如果我裝咗泥石，我都車咗佢走啦，我就唔會擺喺度噶啦。咁我嚟緊，譬如話啲鐵啲電線啊、路軌啊，因為其實做鐵路係好多嘢喺度嘅，唔係話即係做個流廠係咁丁丁嘢，我係好多嘢要搞嘅。咁個困難就係真係冇乜地方咯。如果我哋諗得到嘅，我 offsite 可以做得到嘅，我就唔會擺嚟呢度啊，因為呢度係其實係本身係唔夠位嘅。我哋就算而家呢個安排咧，我都有好多嘢係要 offsite。如果能夠喺 offsite 運得到嚟咧，我哋都要運噶啦。但係大家都要明白咧。同一時間都將會有好多個項目。南區其實我哋遲少少咧，我哋其實而家全香港咧都揾緊呢啲地方咧去做鐵路嘅用途啦，唔好講其他啲項目啦，淨係單單鐵路嚟講咧，我哋香港島我哋都要做西港島線、南港島線啦。南區其實亦係出現同樣嘅問題，盡可能我哋揾得到嘅，我哋會盡量用。我哋其實唔係想去即係濫用或者佔用而家現有嘅空地。我哋只要做完，我哋會走噶啦，我哋唔會繼續佔用。
嗱，我都覺得應該去再 reference 翻每次我哋嘅 harbour planning principle。
咁
佢哋啲 shortlist 時候都唔睇我哋嘅 harbour planning principle， 咁等於虛此。
嗯。
咁有咩用啊
？OK， 阿 May 呢個題，即係呢個關注都好啱嘅，即係其實就係話好多時我哋嗰個意見係關於嗰個選址嘅問題，就多過係個。即係設計同埋執行嘅問題，即係變咗，我哋成日都對唔到口嘅，就係話即係俾塊地你嗰個人，其實係我哋想鬧嘅對象，即係唔係想做設計嗰班人。不過即係我諗呢個我哋自己喺議程以外嘅討論啦，咁如果係冇其他嘅意見，我諗我哋進入下一個議程好唔好？因為我哋遲得好緊要嚇。你哋7:00前都唔好諗走啦。OK， 啊OK， 咁多謝MTR 嘅朋友嚟同我哋介紹。